Quiet as you can, please. Good. Mina, hand me what's the name? Thank you. Dear, look at this. Swollen gums, nicotine stains, chipped edges. A right little den of iniquity, that's what we've got here. Hand me the pronged thingy. Now then, let's have a good probe. Yes. These teeth have certainly seen some heavy action. Not from a toothbrush, either. Now, chewing gum, yes. And cigarettes, confectionery. Not to mention bean paste pickles for lunch. All right. Sorry. Cotton will mean a bit. Thank you. Yes, what I'll have to do on this little monster is a bit of a root canal procedure. Now, there's no time for that today, I'm afraid. You'll need to come back in the morning. Still, there's a few quickies here that I can wrap up now. Nothing to worry about. All right. Just a bit wider, please. That's it. Good. Any other day, you see, I might stay on late. But I have a dinner engagement tonight. Amina, have you got thanks. Yes, I've got a date with my old wartime cronies this evening, of the Imperial Japanese Naval Air Arm, as was. Actually, you might be more comfortable with the injection. Mina, thanks. There's rather more to this little horror than I thought. We were all stationed at Mabarakat Base in the Philippines together, you see. Open one. Good. Yeah, good. Yes, with a special attack force. You know, the kamikazes. All right, easy.
We present Ronald Baddeley as Tokatai, Graham Crowden as Shushin, Ronald Herdman as Shimpu, John LeMessurier as Makoto, and Harry Taub as Kamiwashi in The Kamikaze Ground Staff Reunion Dinner by Stuart Parker.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Captain Tokatai speaking again. Sorry about the continuing delay. We do expect to be cleared for landing at Tokyo very shortly, since we've been in a holding pattern now for some 45 minutes. It appears that student disturbances in the airport buildings are once again the cause of this unfortunate hold-up. However, the situation should clear quite soon, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
You mob of overbearing ignoramuses.
Mostly cockeyed with drink by now, I should imagine.
Yes, all whining and snivelling and browbeating the poor bloody cabin staff.
Zero Delta QNH-1015, over.
What? What was that?
Not for us, I don't think.
I can't understand a word they say anymore. I mean, you'd think they'd have air traffic controllers who could at least speak plain Japanese. They're all aborigines from Hokkaido or somewhere. Born and bred. They've all got cleft palates and hair lips and loose dentures.
I don't believe that left fuel gauge.
Oh, why should you? This whole machine's a piece of ramshackle junk. I've seen cattle wagons better built.
Shouldn't we be banking now?
Oh, all right. Going round in bloody circles. I just wish they'd let me loose among those commie students with a machete and a machine gun. That's the kind of education they're in need of.
That gas temperature's fishy as well.
I mean, here we are, slaving like pigs, paying out a ransom in taxes so they can go to university. And they're down there, running round in helmets with big sticks, beating up the riot police and setting fire to the airport.
Well, that's their crusade in life.
Hmm?
Just like the war was for you.
The war? You're not seriously comparing the nation's greatest sacrifice with the hooliganism of a mollycoddled rabble of subversive degenerates.
Well, not in so many words, but there again...
Unbelievable!
blood pressure.
It's thanks to those pigs that I'm liable to miss my reunion dinner tonight with the men I was proud to serve beside in the war.
Really? It was the Naval Air Force, wasn't it?
Damn right. Although, not as pilots, not them. We were maintenance engineers, as it happens. As a matter of fact, we were the men who serviced the Kamikaze Corps. I suppose you find that amusing.
Not just at the moment, no.
Right. A little rinse out, please. Of course, you realize this particular tooth is actually dead. I mean, the nerve's dead. It can still continue in service, though. I'll sort of plug it for you. Okay. Now, let's drop in. That was our private slang, you know. That's what we used to call the suicide missions. Dropping in. Gallows humor, I suppose. Mina, could you hook on that contraption? Thank you. Yes. We were the blokes who put the planes in the air. Kept them airworthy. It was a bit of an odd turn at first. One day, you see, you're working hard to make sure the plane gets back to base. Next day, you're making sure it's fit enough to drop in. The big thing was, don't let the pilot down. You see? There he is, sitting in the cockpit, in his Rising Sun headband. He said his goodbyes, made his peace with the world, drank the ceremonial cup of sake. The engines are revving, his comrades are lining up to take off. He runs the final checks, and his joystick comes right off in his hand. You could imagine our mortification at that sort of eventuality. All sets of gas yourself, and the meter runs out, kind of thing. It's funny, this stuff doesn't seem to be dry with it. Mina, honestly, the suppliers these days, you never know what they're sending you. Oh, dear. Oh, well. Our job was to get them safely up in the air and safely over the target so they could crash on schedule. Now, all right. Now, just bite down hard on that. Good, good. The work was a real killer. But you never heard anybody complaining? Pulling together for the country. That was the style then. Rather infradig these days, of course. But what a terrific gang, too. I mean, the ground crew in my barricade. I mean, Tubby Tokatai, Shorty Shushin. Tokatai's a pilot now, what do you know? All right. That looks to be a sensitive spot. Oh, Shushin runs a little bakery.
Yes?
It's only me.
Ah, come in, Miss Tomster.
Output figures for the week, Mr. Shushin.
Oh, dear. Yet another nosedive, I suppose.
Talk, I'm afraid so. It's like they always say in the radio. This work to rule's really beginning to bite, especially among the cream buns. Oh, Lord, you have to laugh, don't you?
And what has been the worst hit this week, Miss Domstar?
Well, now, let's see. The French bread, the Swiss rolls, the Danish pastries, the English muffins and the gypsy creams.
All our main lines, in fact.
Look, the pumpernickel's up to quota.
It's not good. We're losing orders in all directions. Two more weeks of this and we shall be facing liquidation.
Look, there, Mr. Shushin. Never say die. That's what I always say.
It's a phrase I myself never use now. Not since the dreadful day when I said it inadvertently to a kamikaze pilot.
Never! Oh, never! Oh, Lord! You do have to laugh.
He was just about to take off on his heroic mission. Shushin, he said to me, I was going to ask you to post a letter for me. They often would do that. But, he said, I've gone and neglected to procure a stamp for it. That's all right, sir, I said. I have a stamp. Never say die.
Oh, I'm sure he had a wee giggle at that.
It was not a giggling matter, Miss Tomster. I really wished the ground would open up and swallow me. But he pretended not to notice my appalling gaffe. They were like that, you see, perfect gentlemen. He just handed over the letter with a cheerful smile. It was addressed to his mother.
Couldn't you just cry your eyes out?
And then off he flew.
To Hurley's handsome young body against the advancing enemy ships.
And 6 hours later he was back.
Back?
They couldn't find the target. That often happened, you know, especially in bad weather. Made it all the worse, of course, for me.
Oh, as well as his poor mother.
Pardon?
What, the letter? Thinking he was killed.
Oh, no, I hadn't posted the letter. We never did that till we knew for certain the mission had succeeded. I gave it back to him.
Imagine him having to suffer through that whole ordeal again.
In his case, fate strangely intervened, Miss Tomster.
Hmm?
On his way to the mess hall that evening, he was run over by a motorcycle dispatch rider. By the time he was able to walk again, the war was over. And that man today, Miss Tomster, is a senior vice president at Yosemitsu Electronics.
Get away.
Picture my chagrin to find him the guest speaker at a management conference in Osaka only last year.
No.
I did my utmost to keep out of his sight, of course, but at the reception I suddenly found that we were standing side by side in the gents.
He surely must have jogged his memory.
It wasn't my place to speak to him. So I just stared at the wall, though I could sense him looking me over. But he never said anything. Perhaps he just failed to recall my face after 35 years.
Oh, he knew you rightly, Mr. Shushin. But he probably wants to forget about the whole terrible business.
I shouldn't think he could forget, Miss Domster. I know I certainly couldn't forget those years. They were the happiest years I ever spent.
Of a Charlie Wilco confirm QFE 1005 over.
Oh, if those young fighter pilots could see what's happened to this country since the war ended.
I'm glad they didn't divert us, at least.
Look, you can see them now, swarming round Terminal 3 like vermin.
Who, the passengers?
The so-called student demonstrators, vicious little buggers. Look at them.
Papa Charlie established, over.
Watch out.
And you, Jack. Oh, I'd really love to smash this whole jerry boat contraption right into the...
Listen, I can finish taking her down if you feel like a rest or whatever.
I'm not entirely senile yet, you know.
I'm just a trifle tired, I shouldn't wonder. What with the delay and the crosswinds and whatnot.
Listen, Sonny, I didn't get the scrambled egg on my cap in exchange for Green Shield stamps.
Of course not.
I am the pilot. I will land the plane. What's that noise?
Cabin pressure warning, I think.
Well, see if you can switch it off. It's distracting.
It stopped by itself.
Fouled up like everything else. Now, you're too young, you see. You don't know what this country was like when the people still believed in it, as a nation, before they sold out to the yen. Ah, that's all anybody believes in today, the almighty yen. That's why we're ruled over by a cartel of shady businessmen, a crowd of crooks and swindlers. That's the example set to the nation by our illustrious leaders. But you take a man like Admiral Ugaki now. I suppose you've never even heard of him.
I think I remember you mentioning him once or twice before.
There was a man who didn't measure human beings in terms of the yen.
Harakiri, wasn't it?
Better than that, Sonny. Papa Charlie, out to Margaret River.
Roger!
We're talking about a man whose orders had dispatched countless young pilots on their death mission, right? So, come August 15th, 1945. The Yanks have dropped their A-bombs. The Emperor has broadcast the surrender rescript. The war's over, right? Ugaki is in charge of the naval airbase on Kyushu. He uses his orders to prepare the remaining few orcas for flight. I don't suppose you even know what an orca is. Well, it's not something you'd want to fly, Sonny, I can assure you of that. It was a one-ton bomb, with a pilot on top and a crewed rocket in its arse. It was carried to the target, dangling from a Ginga bomber, and then released. Strictly a one-way ticket. Papa Charlie, lights inside, over.
Roger.
There were these steps, cut into the cliff overlooking Sasebo Bay. They led down to a plank runway we'd got hidden in the sand. No sooner had we the planes trundled out and the warheads primed than Ugaki appears at the top of the steps in full dress uniform, holding a samurai sword. and his fellow officers behind him. Then it finally dawned on all of us. They were going to personally fly the final kamikaze mission of all. So we stood to attention as they came down the cliff steps, and Ogaki marched right up to the oka which I had personally serviced. He handed me the sword to hold while he climbed in, and then he took it and laid it between his feet and gave the order for takeoff. And I don't mind telling you, Sonny, that I was with him in spirit as he headed out over the Pacific. Just try to visualize it. Drop from the Ginga 25 miles from Okinawa, firing the rockets, roaring towards the bay at 600 miles an hour, gaining speed as he dives through the flak, picking out the flight deck of the fattest carrier in the harbor, steering your nose right at it!
We're too low! Oh, my God, a bus! Missed it by a whisker.
Home at last. And about bloody time, too. Fancy a beer, old man.
Listening to the talk of those pilots, you couldn't believe how cool they were. You'd hear one say to the other something like, "Hey, what about aiming for a funnel? Those funnels are very lightly armored," and the other fellow would say, "Casual as you like. Yes, but a funnel's curved. It's hard to smash right into it." I'll rinse out now, please. This would be immediately before the sortie, you realize. An hour or two before dropping in. You'd have thought they were discussing a game of snooker or something. Some men. You feel all right? Fine, fine, good, good, that's it. Well, that's us all finished for now then, Mr. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. And try to avoid eating if you can. Bye for now. Well, Mina, he didn't have much to say for himself, did he?
What? I just don't understand it, Miss Tomster. Here we all are in the midst of peace and prosperity, and yet everywhere you look, there's resentment and greed and people looking out for their own ends.
I'm not hurting your leg, am I, dear?
It's just gone to sleep a little.
Oh, I'll distribute my avoir du poids a wee bit then. How's that, dear?
Much better, thank you.
Oh, just you cuddle up, Mr. Shushin. And let's forget all about this stupid work to rule for a while.
I don't know. All you hear day in, day out is differentials, demarcation, incentive bonuses, squabble, squabble, squabble. There was none of that when we had a war to fight.
Oh, brings out the best in people, war.
It takes you out of yourself, you see. We never had time to think of ourselves, only of the pilots.
And you wouldn't have caught them taking industrial action.
Well, you can't down tools at 4:30 when you're flying a kamikaze mission.
If only we'd won, Mr. Shushin. Perhaps it might all be different.
I don't really think so, Miss Domster. I mean, it's not as if our defeat was dishonorable, after all. I always recall the words of Admiral Onishi to the special attack corps in Formosa after we had to pull out from Mabarakat. "Gentlemen," he said, "even if the homeland suffers defeat, it'll be saved from ruin. It'll be saved by nobility of spirit, the spirit of this kamikaze attack corps. Without the spirit of your magnificent gesture, ruin would certainly follow defeat."
Beautiful.
"It will be saved from ruin by nobility of spirit."
You say it so well, Mr. Shushin.
We were only the humble ground crew, Miss Tomster. But we shared in that spirit. We had our moments, too. You might not believe this, but in one single night we built 5-0 fighter planes out of scrap.
I'm not keeping you late for your dinner, am I?
When I say scrap, of course, I'm referring to old damaged hulks, along with bits and pieces lying around the base.
Oh, my goodness, it's nearly 7.
7? Oh, dear, I'll need to be getting ready for the reunion. It's a big night for me, Miss Domster.
Oh, indeed it is. And I hope you've got a nice clean suit and shirt to change into.
Well, as a matter of fact, I took the precaution of changing especially this morning.
Oh, the That's shocking, Mr. Shushin. Attending a regimental reunion in your working clothes.
No, no, it's not a regimental...
You know what you need, don't you? Here, you've got loose threads on that tie. Now, you hold still. There we are. What you need is a woman about the house.
Cherry Blossom.
What was that, dear?
That was the name they gave to the Orchobombers. Shed from the young trees, falling out of the sky in a scattering of terrible beauty.
Oh, the poet's soul is in you, Mr. Shushin. Have you got a clean hanky?
I never bother much with handkerchiefs, to tell you the truth.
Oh, here you are. Now, you take mine. I haven't done more than sniff into it. There. Oh, that looks very neat in your pocket. You know what you need, don't you?
Dear me, look at the time. I'll never find a taxi. Perhaps you would lock up, Miss Domstar. Good night. See you in the morning.
Just take a look at these streets. Choking with human garbage.
These days, there's a policy unique for every case. Believe me. Those lights are red shampoo.
Oh, this is where my life is lived. Driving tourists round the tea houses and drunks round the whorehouses. Do you really think that's something I want to ensure?
It's a point of view, Shim.
Look, I want to eradicate it.
But there again, think of your dependents. They've got to be provided for. Am I right?
Tell me something, Kaniwashi.
What?
How would you describe my wife?
What? Sweet little Sayoko.
Would you say sluggish was the right word?
Plump and cuddly, I'd call her.
Sluggish? Meaning like a slug. With the sensibility of a slug and a half-witted slug-like son who earns more as a butcher's boy than I do. What would I want to provide for them apart from extermination?
Look at the taxi insurance I got you. Did it work out good? Or didn't it?
It keeps going up. It was 197,000 yen this year.
Purely on account of your unfortunate mishap, Shimp.
Oh.
The point is, they haven't withdrawn the cover. You're still in business. That's the beauty of that particular firm. Hey, here. That plane's coming in very low. Oops. Careful of the bus.
Oh, you stupid, bloody, cock-headed gorilla!
That plane nearly clipped his roof.
Move your stinking carcass next time!
Look, I'll leave you a copy of the booklet anyway. You see, the point is, it's a form of investment. You're still only what, 54? You were the kid at Mabalacan, right? You still got a good quarter century left. At a conservative estimate.
Oh, how can I drive it through your thick skull? Huh? Life is already over for me, Kamiwashi. It has been for years.
Friendship, Shimpu. You have your friends. You have your old comrades at arms.
But what are we?
Your band of brothers, Shimp.
I know.
The finest boys you'll ever know. Here, that bicycle's turning left. Shimp.
All we've got in common is our losses. Don't you see that? Our lost youth, our lost war, lost ideals, lost country.
Wrong, Shimpu, wrong. We've got everything to cherish. The memories, the ideals, all to be cherished. We're all family men now. Aside from Mount Shushin, we're providing for our families. We're all doing very nicely, face it.
Oh.
Tokutai's a pilot, flying high. Makoto's coining money as a dentist. Lucky devil. I just fixed him up with a loan for a second car, as it happens. Shushin's running a bakery with a generous slice of crumpet under the counter. Thank you very much and good evening. You're in business for yourself, driving your own hack, and yours truly, otherwise known as Kamiwashi Financial Services, Inc., is assisting one and all to maximize their assets. And here we are again, all set to guzzle a few bones, snort a cup of sake, and Bobo's your uncle. So come on. Cheer up, my old friend. Cheer up. What are you staying down for?
We've arrived.
God almighty, so we have.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen, warriors of old,
As on previous occasions, it is my pleasant duty to preside over our little reunion and to start the round of toasts on its way. Our company has somewhat dwindled in numbers over the years, though I think I detect several new chins in attendance this year. But no matter. They haven't got the better of us yet, by God, nor will they. Why not? So long as we keep alive the old special attack force spirit. Hear, hear. Now, gentlemen, you don't need me to tell you how that spirit has been all but extinguished in modern Japan.
Oh, yes, yes.
A point I had occasion to make to my co-pilot only this afternoon. In fact, my very presence here tonight was put in jeopardy by the infantile vandalism of a gang of state-subsidized communist delinquents.
Not another speeding fine, Tubby.
I shall ignore that cheap jive. I am going to invite you now to raise your glasses to the memory of a man whom I know you all revere. I refer, of course, to the late Admiral Takijiro Onishi. Let me recall for you the words he spoke to the 24 pilots of the very first Special Attack Corps. Those immortal words that we were privileged to hear and can never forget. Japan is in grave danger. Her salvation lies beyond the power of ministers of state and the general staff, let alone that of humble commanders like myself. Only you, the vanguard of young warriors, can save her. On behalf of your 100 million countrymen, I am asking you for this greatest of all sacrifices, and I pray for your success. You are already gods beyond earthly desires. Admiral Onishi, my friends. Admiral Onishi.
He had such dignity.
Oh, God, is that little fairy starting already?
Drink up, Shemp. He's been under a bit of a strain lately.
How's the gingivitis problem these days,
I don't know. I never think about it.
Well, it's all very well, but it won't go away without treatment.
Oh, you think I care? I like it. I like having the taste of blood in my mouth all the time. It strengthens my resolve.
Well, you won't like it when your teeth start falling out.
Let them. What's the odds? My whole mouth can putrefy like a rotten fruit, so far as I'm concerned, along with everything else.
Mind you, it's going to take a fair course of treatment to fix you up. What you need, you see, is a bit of a gingivectomy procedure. Then we could fit you up with a good firm set of dentures.
Oh, my God, dentures? Was there ever a word with less poetry in it? Was there ever a term more ugly and disgusting?
It's not half as disgusting as the state of your gums.
Now, listen, Makoto. I know you all think I'm something of a joke. No, don't bother denying it. As a matter of fact, I feel like something of a joke. But just tell me, aren't you occasionally overcome with disgust at it all yourself?
Of course.
Don't you ever feel an impulse to cry out in protest, to smash it all right into the ground?
Certainly. Every time I look into somebody's mouth.
Have you thought of a personal
picture? Mr. Shushin has the floor.
Thank you, Takatai.
Here, a toast from the baker.
Never mind the toast, Shushin. What about the crumpet, eh? No buns in the oven, I trust.
Order! Order, if you please.
Thank you. Gentlemen, more and more often in these days of difficult industrial relations...
I'm bored already.
One casts one's mind back with a certain regret to our days together in the naval air arm.
Send the whiskey up, somebody!
United as we were then by a common purpose...
Removing Filipino knickers.
Officers and men worked in harmony as one. I think in particular tonight of the high regard in which we all held Commander Nakajima.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember that never-to-be-forgotten occasion...
which has momentarily slipped my mind.
That occasion upon which he gathered together the whole ground crew to thank us for our splendid work, and upon which he advised us occasionally to relax...
To which you had the honor of replying.
To which it fell to me... to have the honour to reply. Thank you, sir. But we can always nap in the shade of our plane's wings whenever there is nothing needing to be done.
Arse licking as usual.
Therefore, gentlemen, I offer the toast of Commander Nakajima.
Commander Nakajima!
See, I ask myself, Shushi, what is the root cause of your problem, right?
They want more money, but they won't work for it.
Benefits, Shushi. Ever think of benefits, eh? Pension scheme, superannuation, life insurance, health insurance, for the whole family. Low interest loans.
They've got all that.
Comparability, Shushi, that's the point. How do your benefits compare with those of rival bakeries?
Well, of course, the big conglomerates.
The big conglomerates, exactly. They can offer so much more. Half a dozen free loaves a week. Annual sex excursions to Bangkok.
Did I ever tell you about my long weekend in Manila?
See, what your benefits need, Shushin, is a thorough going over. Now, I guarantee that I can update your whole system of benefits at a very small cost to the firm, to the point where your workforce should be begging you on the bended for extra overtime.
Order! 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 I now call on Mr. Makoto.
Yes! Order for the dentist now!
Gentlemen, gentlemen, in the course of my daily work, I have at various times given some of you the needle, bored the teeth off others, and put the rest asleep. But I assure you that I plan to refrain from doing any such things this evening.
Sit down, then.
I cannot tell you how much more pleasant it is to look at your familiar faces grouped around a table, fat and flushed and sweaty as they are. I see them tilted back in my chair, eyes rolling and mouths wide, like a cow about to be shot in the abattoir. You can't imagine how much more tolerable you are when your mouths are shut.
And we feel the same about you, Makoto.
But of course, gentlemen, some familiar faces are not grouped round this table, though they should be. Some mouths are shut forever. Those of our comrades who died at Mabalacat or subsequently. And so, let's drink to them. Gentlemen, to our departed friends.
Departed friends?
I wish to God I was with them.
Oh, shut up, you little pansy.
Steady on the throttle, Tuckatai.
I'm sick listening to his endless whining and slobbering.
He's a highly strung lad, Oshimbo. He needs a good cry now and then.
He may have been a lad in 1945, but he's supposed to be an experienced adult by now. That's the kind of spineless sniveling you hear everywhere in this country these days.
Maybe so. Now, lay your odds, if war was declared tonight, the young lads of today might surprise you.
It would surprise me if they could write their names.
Not that it's likely. Another war.
Bloody Yanks put an end to that, didn't they? From now on, it's all computers and wizened men in white coats pushing buttons.
Well, they do still use bombers.
Yeah, except you need a further degree in physics to fly one. No, there'll never be another war like ours, Makoto.
If we'd got the A-bomb first, mind you...
Not even first. Hmm? Say we'd had three or four A-bombs, just small ones. Mm-hmm. Even in August 45, we could have won the whole show with a single kamikaze mission. We could have wiped out the entire U.S. forces with one sortie.
Makes you wonder how different our lives would be.
Well, there'd be discipline, respect for tradition. None of this tidal wave of Western filth. None of these pimps and embezzlers and second-hand car dealers ruling the roost. The Emperor would still govern. None of this elected representative farce. The heritage of the Shogun and the Samurai would still prevail. And I wish you'd stop hogging that whiskey bottle.
What? Oh, so sorry. There you go. How's Setsuko and the girls these days?
Oh, the usual nagging and bitching and complaining about everything. Never satisfied women. Oh, I got myself a grandson now, though.
Have you indeed?
Nice work. When did this happen?
Just 3 weeks ago. Here, I think I might have a snapshot somewhere.
Mm, good.
Ah, yes, yes, there we are. There's the little blighter.
Oh, he's a sturdy one.
Yes, he'd be a fighter, just like his granddad. It's his christening tomorrow.
Ah, big day.
Yeah. You're an old grandfather too, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I've got 6 of the last head count. Here, let me show you. Come somewhere. There they are.
Not all boys.
Every last one.
Oh. You don't know the burden, Makoto, of being the only man in a whole family. Women never off your back. Nowhere to turn for a bit of peace.
I thought you airline pilots were hardly ever at home.
Well, that's my one salvation. But I'm due to retire in 2 years. And this little blighter's the only ally I'll have then.
Silence! Listen to me!
Oh, sit down, you horrible little fruitcake.
I have my toast to make.
Good boy, Shimmy.
Yes, let's all have another little toast.
Silence in court, gents.
I raise my glass. To the memory of Lieutenant Kuno. To his young, strong, smiling face. To the day he thanked me.
For doing what?
He thanked me because I polished his cockpit.
Oh, but you did.
You were always a great one for the old vim and brass, oh, Shim.
Those cockpits were their coffins. You wouldn't lay a man to rest in a slovenly coffin.
Of course not.
That's why I scoured and polished them. I know they all appreciated it, but he personally thanked me as he warmed up his engine. My throat closed over. I couldn't reply. All I could do was run alongside as the plane taxied, touching his wingtips.
Well, here's to him, gents. Lieutenant Kuno.
Tonight, I follow in his glorious wake.
Oh, dear. He seemed to have cut himself on the neck.
It was a knotted scarf in the toilet last year, as I recall.
Oh, let him get on with it, for God's sake. It was all peace. Not that he's ever intended to.
There, he's calmed down now, haven't you, Shimp? Anybody got an elastoplast?
I have a roll of insulating tape.
Well, that'll do.
It's fluorescent.
Make a pad of his napkin. We can tape it on.
But what sort of fuss? I've seen worse scratches from a kitten.
Yeah, but it's bleeding all over his hard suit. Yeah. They charge you extra for stains.
Oh, God. Talk about a pathetic spectacle. I mean, look at us. Year in, year out, the same bloody circus acts, jumping through the same hoops.
Cheer up, Tubby. I'm on next.
Come on, then, Tammy Washington. Tell us the joke.
Let's have a bit of a giggle.
Well, now, it seems there was one very, very skinny colonel in the army. Oh, yeah. See?
This will be a good one.
Real skin and bone, this chap. So anyway, after the surrender was announced, all his fellow officers sat down together to commit harikiri, right? Oh, yeah. But he, poor man, just didn't have the guts to go through with it. Boom, boom. I thank you.
You bloody worm.
Oh, is that the now. End?
How dare you insult the memory of our war heroes with your tasteless, sniggering cynicism?
Tell us another one.
Yeah. Did you hear about the geisha girl and the little green man from Mars?
That's quite enough.
No, let him tell it.
Now, I refuse. I refuse to sit here and listen to the disgusting vulgarities of a grubby little moneylender.
Well, that's uncalled for, Tokutai.
Oh, no. Captain Tokutai's word is law. I shall draw a veil over the quip in question and hasten on to a toast.
Hear.
Gentlemen, we've all drunk this evening to the memory of several luminaries whose names are prominently connected with the 1st Special Attack Corps. As you all know, I was invalided out from a barricade.
Yeah, sure.
And later transferred to the Kikisui operations. So, here's my toast. To some of the pilots I knew in Kyushu, whose names you won't have heard of. My friends, to the kamikaze pilots who came home again.
Home again? How could they come home again?
Because they didn't bloody feel like killing themselves and quite right too.
Well, all
this pious guff and crying into your cups and holier than thou. Let's be honest. Even on my barricade, half the pilots were dead against it.
That is a slander on the heroic dead.
Never mind the heroic dead. They're well taken care of. Spare a thought for the unheroic living. Namely us. Come on, Shushin. Give us a song.
I wish I had been one of the heroic dead.
You know, all the time we were wishing to be pilots, they were probably longing to be us.
No, no, they freely volunteered to offer their lives for their country.
Not in Kyushu, they didn't. Not in my time. They were ordered.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
Yes, half of them were only student trainees and reserve ensigns. Poor little buggers. 1 week's indoctrination they got. 2 days in takeoff, 2 days on formation flying, and 3 days target practice. And then off they go, like it or not. Talk about suicide pilots. They were already half dead with fright before they'd even cleared the ground. The few who managed to make it safely back again are the real heroes, if you want my opinion.
This is an outrage.
It might conceivably have gone like that towards the end. But you've got to admit it was damned impressive in the earlier days.
Listen, the whole idea was just what old Suzuki called it. A tactic of defeat.
Admiral Suzuki was a traitor to the men who'd served under him.
And what's more, the pilots weren't all angels either. You are already gods beyond earthly desires. Some of them thought they were gods all right, but they'd plenty of earthly desires.
I wish I had been a god.
Swanning around the base in their Achimakis, women swooning into their arms. One of them smashed me to the ground once and spat on me. Just because I'd singed his beautiful eyebrow, lighting his black Sobrani for him.
He should have run you through the gut, you despicable little upstart.
They got all the glory, but they couldn't have done anything without us.
Good for you, Shushin, old son. You tell them.
They depended on us after all.
Quite right.
They wouldn't have got too far off the ground without a ground staff to service their engines and patch their fuselage and clear the runways of bomb fragments. And we got strafed and got bombed and kept working flat out, but nobody treated us like earthly gods and heroic dead.
Oh, come off it. It was just a job. We were only doing our job.
So were they.
Now I've heard everything.
They were professional fighting men. Pledged their lives to the service of the Emperor. Am I right? That was their particular line of work. Some did it very effectively. Others were fair to middling. And the rest were pretty duff.
No.
Now, come on. You take my own case. I sell insurance and the like. That's my line of work. I do it to the best of my ability. I think I do it rather well on the whole. And as far as I'm concerned, it amounts to much the same thing.
That's the bloody limit, my friend. This charade has gone quite far enough. You were always a cheap and loudmouthed spiv, Kamiwashi.
Watch it.
But you've outdone yourself tonight. You sit there in that disgusting Hawaiian shirt, smoking a fat cigar. You have the cheek to sit there, stroking your fat paunch with your pudgy fingers, and compare your squalid profiteering with the purest act of selfless courage.
Oh, go on, give it a rest, Tubbs. You weren't a pilot at Mabalacat, remember? You were just a humble greaser like the rest of us in those days.
You know very well why I wasn't a pilot then.
Yeah, your old man was a window cleaner. And now you've turned into a bigger snob than they used to be back then.
I'm called for, Kamiwashi.
You've done your damnedest to deride and defile the historic spirit of the Special Attack Force. You and your verminous kind have done your utmost to trample that spirit underfoot in this country. Well, let me tell you, that spirit is not dead yet, in spite of all your worst efforts. And by God, I'm going to demonstrate it to you this very night.
What's he on about now?
If you think flying a kamikaze mission is the equivalent of being an insurance salesman, let's see you do it.
Yeah, but, how can he?
Follow me and I'll show him how.
It's amazing.
For 35 years, I've watched this country sliding down the drain. And I've been forced to stand idly by. But I thought, at least, there was still a small oasis of sanity in this particular company. Now I discover that same stench of corruption right here in our midst. Very well. Talk is cheap. Let's see some action.
What's he talking about?
His drains are blocked.
Gentlemen, I am proceeding now directly to the airport.
Why?
Once there, I shall commandeer an aircraft, preferably a wide-body jet. I shall then fly it up to a height of 5,000 feet and dive-bomb it into the communist revolutionaries who have seized the departures lounge. Only by such a bold gesture can the soul of Japan be rescued from the ignominy and dishonor into which it has sunk. By Commander Tamai, I now ask for volunteers to join me in this mission.
Oh, me! Me, I'll go. I can drive you there in my taxi. Oh, take me, Tokutai, please. I beg you.
All right. Calm down, please, for God's sake.
I don't think you should hit the students. One of them's probably my eldest nephew. Why not do the television tower?
Why the television tower?
What? Oh, I don't know. Symbolism.
Oh, that's true.
You could Block out those revolting commercials for chocolate-coated peanut butter.
Oh, no. My little girls love that
stuff.
They'll
be toothless hags before they're 30.
It's a cute little jingle, though.
No, no, that's not the one. What you want to aim for is the Trades Union Federation.
Oh, no. It makes no sense.
That's just what they need to bring them to heel. Burn up all their pettifogging rules and their boring negotiations and their interfering in other people's private affairs. Smash right into the big computer.
It's insured for a cool $100 million, that machine. Plus there's a building. They'd make a fortune out of it, actually.
Well, not if the crash was defined as an act of war, though, surely.
Tell that to the judge, old son.
If you've all quite finished, I shall be on my way. The target remains the same.
Oh, come on, Tubbs, sit down. It's still early.
If there are any of you left with guts in your belly, you can follow me to the airport.
Oh, wait for me, Captain!
Come on, good God. They've actually gone.
You don't think he's serious?
Dr. Tyre's always serious. That's his big trouble.
No. He'll come to his senses in the traffic. He'll head on home and sleep it off.
Still, we ought to follow them, just in case.
He'll have forgotten all about it by the morning. Well, we don't want to break up the party yet, do we?
Well, if you feel sure.
Why don't we all have another little nightcap?
Yeah. All right. It's a good idea. Good suggestion. Yes, fill him up there, Shushin, will you? That's it.
Oh, come on. We'd better follow them.
Careful, man, for God's sake. Do you want to get us killed?
Sorry, Tokutai.
There's no need to bend nervous.
I'm not. I'm just on fire to be there.
You're a warrior now. Remember the Bushido code. You should be calm, watchful, implacable. You should be turning left here.
Tokudai, you know the Yasukuni Shrine?
Well, of course I know it.
And you know the old belief that the souls of the dead heroes all journey there to consort together in eternal fellowship?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think our souls will go there?
Who knows? You have to die correctly first.
Oh, I could be with Lieutenant Kuno again forever.
Now listen, Shimpo. When we get to the airport, you stay behind me out of sight. I'll signal to you when I've got things set up.
What about the others? Any sign of them?
Can't see a damn thing. The window's so dirty.
Fill her up, please. Trust me to be out of petrol.
No sweat. Listen, catch him up in this wagon.
Only took delivery on Monday. I'd forgotten you had to put petrol in them.
Lovely machine, though.
All right, the back there, Shushin?
Must just pop out to the gents, actually. Mm-hmm. Straight back.
I hope I've got the readiest to pay for this. No. That was in my wallet.
Who's this?
It's Togatai's grandson. It is christening tomorrow.
He's the image of his granddad, isn't he? All bald and pouchy-eyed. Look at that nose, too. It's like a pickled beetroot.
Can't get much height in this crate. Too small and flimsy to cause a lot of damage on impact, either. Still, it's the best I could do. Your end okay, number two?
Yes, thank you, Skipper.
Wouldn't let me near the big jets. All the security. All the police and army on account of the building seizure, you see. Should have brought along firearms. Hijacked a 747. Bit of an oversight on my part. Sorry about that. Still, the keys to the old flying club came in handy. I'm the president, you see.
Tokutai.
Now, I'm going to make an approach to the target area from the southwest. That'll keep us out of the airways.
Tokutai, I feel sick.
What's that?
Sick.
What do you mean? There's no room to be sick.
Quick, what'll I do?
I'll stick your head out here and make it fast. Oh,
You've got it all over your chest.
I'm sorry.
Oh, clean it off. It's vile.
Your anger pray very for all within.
Oh, shut up, Shushin.
Shush up, Shinshu.
He's got past steering.
And fuel injection.
Whatever that is.
The executive model insured. Nifty.
I've never been any use with mechanical things, you know.
You've come a long way, Makoto.
Well, I was hopeless with airplanes. I'm much the same with drills and syringes and things.
Get away.
Yet here I am. Owning and controlling at a Lux automobile.
Well, you're a professional man.
Well, I look the part, you mean. Oh, well, it's all a matter of behavior, projecting the image.
Hey?
People are gullible bloody morons, Kami Washi.
Now, there we part company, old son.
It's all performance life.
Say what you like, but you didn't get where you are without gumption, without native wit. I didn't get where I am either, if it comes to that.
Where are we, anyway?
Huh?
Where are we going to?
A damn good question if you ask me.
I am asking you. Where's Tokatai and Shimpoo?
God almighty. I've forgotten all about them.
Weren't we meant to pursue them or something?
Never find them now, old son. They'll have passed right through the departures, lads. By this time.
I feel terrible. All this spinning and dropping.
Shimpoo, why does it have to be you? Why a pitiful, sad excuse for a human being like you?
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
I'd be better off with a babe in arms, newly born. Oh, Christ! Hold everything.
I've always been a victim of motion sickness.
Oh, blast! Shimpoo, I've just remembered something.
Even when I was a toddler, even in taxis...
Look, I'm rather afraid there'll have to be a change of plan. I'm very sorry. It's highly embarrassing. But I've just realized I can't possibly finish the mission tonight.
Oh, does that mean we're going to land?
The thing is, my grandson's being christened tomorrow. Now, I know that may sound as if I'm simply...
I don't care. I just want to lie down somewhere.
I've got to think of my family. It's a question of ensuring the future. He must know in years to come that I was there to name him.
I think I'm going to be sick again.
Once that's done, the mission can proceed. I give you my word on that. Monday night, all right?
What's the matter? What's happening?
Ah, bloody fuel tank. It's registering empty. Oh. Could have sworn there was more than that in it.
What about the reserve?
That was the reserve.
Oh, my God. Oh, what do we do?
Sit tight. No problem. I'll just clip her in for a crash landing.
Yes?
Mr. Makoto and a Mr. Shushin to see you.
Send them straight in. And if anybody else calls, I'm out for the day. Morning, gents.
Hello, Kamiwashi.
Morning, Kamiwashi.
Well.
Quiet.
I still can't believe it.
Just madness.
Maybe. Maybe not.
If only I hadn't got so drunk.
We were all drunk.
Oh, we can't blame ourselves.
If I hadn't lost them in the traffic, though.
No, it wasn't your fault. These flaming headlines.
I know.
Airline pilot goes berserk. Drunken joyride ends in tragedy.
Trust them to trivialize it.
They all assume it was an accident. Maybe we should tell them. Put the record straight.
But who'll believe it?
Oh, they'd believe it, all right. They'd love it to death.
I don't follow.
Well, you can imagine. Wizard prangs with the kamikaze granddads. They'd make a right circus out of it.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
You're quite right, though, Kamiwashi.
Perhaps we'd best keep mum after all.
Oh, no question. Especially if the police get going.
They could charge us with being accessories.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Still,
Mum's the word.
Definitely.
Yes. That's probably for the best. But who could have guessed they would actually go through with it?
They really did have the spirit. The old noble attack force spirit. Yeah. They proved it once and for all. Beyond any doubt. Mm.
The question I keep asking myself is, why? Why didn't he hit the students in a departure as large as he planned? I mean, why on earth a mobile library van?
Perhaps he simply miscalculated.
No, I'm certain it was intentional. A symbolic act. A self-sacrifice.
I don't suppose we'll ever really know, will we?
So, we ought to make sure it's not forgotten. At least, not amongst those few who know the truth of it.
What I thought was, how about some sort of memorial dinner in their honour?
Yeah.
Just for those who knew them really well.
You know, I think if Shimp and Tubby were here, they'd really appreciate that.
We could also raise some cash that way to help out Shimpu's wife.
Mm. If only he'd bought that policy of me yesterday afternoon. Lord. What a way to go, eh?
Dropping in. Out of the sky.
Both eyes glued on the target. Throttle open wide. Not a flinch. Not a blink.
Banzai.
In The Kamikaze Ground Staff Reunion Dinner by Stuart Parker, the part of Makoto was played by John LeMessurier. Tokutai by Ronald Baddeley. The co-pilot and air traffic controller, John Shedden. Shushin, Graham Crowden. Miss Tomishita, Maureen Beattie. Shimpu, Ronald Herdman. And Kamiwashi, Harry Taub. The play was a joint BBC Scotland and Northern Ireland production. It was directed in our Edinburgh studio by Robert Cooper.